My new stroker boy. Ooh, my Texan is so fun to chat with. He has a lot to say on orgasm denial. We had such an interesting session. He was telling me that he loves to not come, and he denies himself in a little mini cuck control thing that he does on his own, which I think is so cool. So he does let himself come once a week. We had our session today and said he had already not come for about a week, but I did not let him come. I decided I was going to tease him via podcast until our next session. So what I'm going to do is give you a little bit of a guided orgasm denial session here. So you guys out there wanting to learn about orgasm denial, maybe you want to follow along. Now, you need some lotion, and you are not going to come. So you need to get comfortable in a chair, and I want you to think about stroking that cock. And for my Texan out there, I want you to stroke it. Now you get this option. You can stroke every hour on the hour for 5 minutes. It can be steady stroking. It could be stroking for a few strokes, taking your hand off. You're only allowed 5 minutes. And when the 5 minutes is up, now if you're looking at porn or you're getting yourself all worked up on the computer, you can continue to do that, but you are only allowed to stroke for 5 minutes during that hour. And for this session, it's going to be for the first 5 minutes. So from, you know, the time the clock goes around on the hour, for those first 5 minutes of the hour, you get to stroke any which way you want, but no coming. You do not break the session up into spreading those 5 minutes over the course of the hour. Now, the good news is you get to stroke again every hour. You can do it for 24 hours, but you are not to come. And that's for the entire 24 hours. I will be posting my next orgasm denial session here tomorrow. So I want all you stroker boys to check back. So I'm going to start guiding you a little bit. Get yourself ready and sit in your chair. Now remember, you are addicted to me and my ability to deny your orgasm. You know that once you get close to the edge and I make you take your hand off my cock, off Miss Mandy's cock, you're going to get a flood of endorphins and it's going to make you feel really good, almost as good as that explosion I'm going to allow at some point, but not today. All right? Are you ready? I want you to start stroking for me. Pump that cock. Now, we're in minute one if you're using your first 5 minutes of the hour. So, stroke for me. Pump it. Nice long strokes. Now take your hand off. Grab some lotion. And stroke again. Stroke Miss Mandy's cock. I want my cock to feel really good. How does my cock feel? Oh. Oh, yeah. Pump it. Pump it. Make it slippery. Don't you like that slippery hand going up and down my cock? I bet you wish it was Miss Mandy's hand going up and down that cock. All right, now pump my cock all the way up, all the way down. Hands off. That was 1 minute of stroking. Now you see how long 1 minute can be? Did you have to take your hand off my cock during that 1 minute? Well, let's say, should we do it again? Should we do it again? Should we? Do you want to beg, Miss Mandy? Oh, well, I'm already into 25 seconds of your second minute. Little more lotion on your hand, perhaps? Okay, lotion up. Just drag your finger on that shaft. Up. Down. Torture, isn't it? Feeling that cum well up in those balls. All right, now, you've got the idea. There's not going to be any coming today. You've got your instructions. 5 minutes you're allowed. Every hour on the hour. So you're going to have 24 hours worth of 5 minutes. Now let's see, that adds up to 120 stroking minutes. Now you don't want to wear that thing out, because tomorrow there will be another lesson. So be careful. Work up that cock for me. That's my cock. You are totally addicted to my control. Remember that. I own and control that cock. And I want you to make that cock, my cock, feel really good. And no exploding without Miss Mandy's permission.